Welcome to the Manifesting Doll Podcast. I'm Barbara Orban from No Diet Babe. I'm a spiritual mindset coach and weight loss expert. If you are a spiritual babe wanting to up-level your life around your body, health, wellness, spirituality, law of attraction and manifestation, then this is the podcast for you. I'm here to give you the tools, teachings, and strategies to manifest the body and life of your dreams. As spiritual babes, we know to focus on love as opposed to fear. So get ready to learn how to implement spiritual teachings to weight loss, wellness, and your daily life coming from a place of love and abundance. This is a celebration of how we can shift our inner perception of ourselves and watch our outer selves shift. You can become the best version of yourself, and I'm here to help. So let's get started. Hey babes, welcome to the Manifesting Doll Podcast. I'm Barbara Orban from NoDietBabe.com. And today I have a special edition for you. I'm currently running a 5-day challenge called Manifest Your Ideal Weight, and it's a 5-day free training with homework to get you started shifting your mindset and bringing the unconscious things that create your reality around weight and food into your conscious awareness. This is a super, super important part of manifesting weight loss, is to bring the unconscious into conscious awareness. So it's going to be a great 5 days. I want you to join in and get lots out of this free training. Just know that the audio trainings are only going to be up on the podcast temporarily, so make sure you take part while they're up. And also, if you want to download the workbook, make sure you register for the challenge officially. So you'll need to go to nodietbabe.com/manifestyouridealweight to register. The link is in my Instagram bio, and also the link is in the show notes. So make sure you register so you get a copy of the workbook. And enjoy the challenge. Love you guys. Hey, beautiful babe. Welcome to the Ideal Weight Manifestation 5-Day Challenge with Barbara Orban. We are going to completely shift your reality around your weight and food so that you can finally step into the version of yourself at your desired weight. So let's get started. Hey babe, welcome to day 2 of the Manifest Your Ideal Weight 5-Day Challenge. I'm so proud of you for making it to day 2. Now, if you haven't yet listened to day 1 or completed the homework, make sure you go back and complete the homework for day 1 before moving on to today. Okay, so anyway, babes, I'm super happy that you are here. Yesterday, we covered some of your limitations around your weight. We talked about why you're heavier than you wish to be, what prevents you from losing weight, etc., etc. And this is a great snapshot of where you are at and what you need to work on. Now, a lot of you already have identified your emotional attachment to food and your relationship to food, where you're using it for more than genuine hunger. So I'm really, really pleased that already heaps of you can see that. Now, on the one hand, we can't bypass this issue. We most definitely can't pretend that the emotional eating isn't there. So day 2, we really do have to dig into some of the messy work around identifying that. But eventually, there comes a point where your identity as an emotional eater is going to need to shift. I had to go through this too. But for today and for the beginning of this challenge, we do really need to see where you're currently at around food. So for many that struggle with their weight, food has habitually become a means to cope. Now, this is important to understand that even if you have learned to deal with your emotions or the stressful event that triggered the emotional eating has passed, it's highly likely that you have been conditioned to not listen to your genuine hunger, and you may still in subtle ways be using food to avoid discomfort. So if you find that you go on a diet, and provided that your diet isn't too restrictive or too out there and is as a normal healthy means to lose weight, and you have trouble sticking to that diet, it's highly likely that you have an emotional attachment to food. Now, don't freak out, because I'm going to help you with this, okay? It's not as scary or out there as it seems, okay? But basically, when you've been conditioned to basically eat for reasons other than hunger, you're not listening to your genuine hunger. And assessing what your genuine hunger is and really learning to trust yourself around food is definitely a gradual process. I most definitely trust my hunger now. I really do. But I tell you now that in the beginning, this seemed like an impossible feat to get to. Shifting into being able to trust your hunger is a gradual process, but it's totally possible. And I want you to think of it this way. We are born with an innate ability to listen to our genuine hunger and fullness. I do not believe that either one of us are put on this earth to struggle with weight. I also do not believe that it's just about the fact that our food system has changed. I think that it's also our beliefs and our conditioning around food. And I think the fact that I have this perception and belief also allows me to be at my desired weight, because I fully believe that I get to be at my desired weight and that it's normal to be at my desired weight. So therefore, I've become a vibrational match to my desired weight because I truly believe that. So anyway, I'm not going to get into that today, but what I want you to do is basically understand that you too can get to a point where you trust yourself around food and you trust your hunger and you don't feel lost and powerless as to how much food you should be eating. And your decisions around food become a process where you do consult with how you feel, whether or not you feel hungry or full, okay? Here's the catch that I never understood about food. It's an illusion that food makes you feel better in times of discomfort. I know short term, when you get a particular craving, when you're like, I feel like this food, I know that there's this perception that it's going to make you feel better, and there's this allure. And then afterwards, you're like, why did I do that? It's this habit of seeing the food as this alluring thing and seeing it as this illusion that it makes you feel better. But I invite you now to take a bit of a bird's eye view of your life and really question how you tend to feel after a binge or after overeating, after overindulging on something. Say, for example, you tend to have a sweet tooth and you tend to crave lots of things. How do you feel afterwards? How do you honestly feel afterwards? There's going to be times where you feel okay, but I want you to really tune into the times where you have regretted it or you haven't felt very good. Okay, this is a sure sign that perhaps you're not listening to your genuine hunger. Now, when we lack fulfillment and pleasure in life, food can often take the forefront in our minds as something that makes us feel good, okay? This is because our behaviors, we're programmed to move towards pleasure and away from pain. So if your life isn't quite making you feel how you want it to feel, or at some point your life wasn't eliciting many positive emotions for you, then food may have become the thing in your mind that was exciting and induced certain feelings in you and made you feel good, okay? So that has now become this conditioned response for you to have this relationship in your food where it's in the forefront of your mind and you can't stop thinking about it, okay? Now, to a certain extent, it's okay to emotionally eat. I do on occasion too, but it's when you've gotten to the point where you're struggling with your weight that you really need to scale that back and get to a point where you can really trust yourself around food again so that you don't struggle with your weight. Now, let's take a look at some of the ways in which food can fill a void for us and start to see. I want you to question these things and see if you can identify with any of them. Because sometimes food is filling a void that we believe we aren't able to fill without the food. So here are some of the reasons why you may overeat or hold on to weight. There's of course more, but I just want you to see if you resonate with any of these. So some of the reasons can be for safety, security, unmet needs, self-doubts, dissatisfaction with life, boredom, you feel empty, you feel taken advantage of, you lack the ability to assert yourself, stress, the need for constant stimulation, procrastination, avoiding a particular situation, and social anxiety. Now, a lot of these I can really relate to, as in they were a lot of the reasons why I used to turn to food. So when we feel powerless in dealing with these things, and whatever reason is true for you, whatever you resonate with, your body has to find a means to cope. It has to find a way to keep things in balance, to keep you surviving, you know, because it isn't just about the physical survival, but it's about your emotional survival. So it becomes an unconscious process whereby you feel hungry, but you may not be aware that it's not real hunger, but it's actually fake hunger that's been driven by these emotions. And trust me that in time, your fake hunger can feel really real, so much that you can't tell the difference between genuine hunger and fake hunger. But a good way for me to eventually learn this, there's a few different ways to tell, but eventually in time, I realized that when I was fluctuating up and down in weight, it was surefire way of telling that I was using food for reasons other than hunger, because I believe that we're meant to feel stable. We're meant to be able to maintain our desired weight. Now, the good news is that if you're in this position, you do have the power to change your mind. And I know because of the homework that we did yesterday that you're currently feeling a little bit powerless, like this is the reason why you can't lose weight. And I want you to know that we do have to work through this, but at the end of the day, you are going to have to become a person that doesn't turn to food to meet their emotional needs. Now, this isn't as scary as it sounds. I know that you're thinking that you're gonna have to feel more uncomfortable, and to a certain extent, you will have to get uncomfortable. But if you only knew how much better it feels to be on the other side, I would never ever want to go back to being an emotional eater. It was such an illusion to think that food and binge eating and all that dieting and binge restrict cycle, trying to diet to compensate for my overeating, it was a nasty cycle. And I want you to know that if you do this work and you put in the effort, you will feel better, even if short term you have to go through some discomfort, okay, to feel your feelings again. Now, I want you to start to tune into when you eat and assess whether or not you're actually hungry or whether you eat out of habit. It's okay, don't freak out. A lot of us eat out of habit. Our body likes habit. It's not a big deal, but I just want you to take note of how you actually feel, like whether or not you feel hungry or whether or not you're just eating because the food's there or you're just bored and walking to the fridge just see what food is there. Or there's a particular craving, a real drive, a pull to eat a certain type of food that comes on very quickly. These are all signs of emotional triggers. Our behaviors are, like I said, geared towards pleasure, to move us towards pleasure and to move us away from pain. So I can tell you now that when you struggle with your weight, I guarantee that your current perception of dieting is that of pain and food is a form of pleasure. I know this because this is how I felt. I had a lot of dieting trauma, a lot of restrictive diets that made me believe that weight loss was about suffering, okay, and it was painful. Now, in order to lose weight, you have to start to change your perception and convince yourself and change your, not only your perception of dieting, but the way you diet as well, so that you're not being too restrictive and you're in fact working with your body, not against it, and respecting and loving yourself during the process, hence not putting yourself through uncomfortable periods of starving or anything like that. But basically, in order to lose weight, you have to see how the emotional eating and the overeating is not serving you, okay? Now, note another thing is that some people aren't overeating, and that's the other side of this, is that sometimes people are so used to dieting that they're not eating enough, in which case we still want to look at the issues underneath the weight issue and the relationship to food, but we also have to look at the fears and beliefs around eating more. Okay, so now basically I want you to do some homework now. So I want you to write down and post it in the group the 3 to 4 core reasons why you think you turn to food or you're emotionally holding on to weight, okay? So what emotions are you trying to avoid? If you're having trouble with this, just look and reflect on your life and what kind of troubles you're going through, okay? Now, the next thing I want you to do is, what are emotions and feeling these feelings, what's scary about that to you? Really think about this question. Like, ask yourself, what is so scary about these emotions? What am I making this emotion mean? What meaning am I placing on this emotion? Am I judging myself? Am I fearing the emotion? Am I getting frustrated about the emotion? What is the extra stuff that you're putting onto emotion? Why is it so scary to feel this way? Now, the next question I want you to answer is, I want you to reflect on what I call dieting trauma, okay? I want you to reflect on times where you've formed this belief that dieting has to be hard, that it has to be painful, that you have to restrict a lot. And I want you to write down, what about dieting feels painful and hard, okay? And the next question is, what are some of the non-weight related reasons you desire to improve your relationship to food and not use it as a cover-up to discomfort? Now, the reason this question's really important is because unless your brain doesn't really care about superficial desires like weight loss. That's why a lot of the time when we set such a superficial desire, it's not a big enough why for us to carry it out and to actually change our life, fully change our life to permanently not have a weight issue. So I want you to really reflect on non-weight related reasons. And what I mean by non-weight related reasons is you can't just say that you don't have confidence because of your weight, etc., right? Because confidence and weight is completely separate. You can lose weight and not be confident. You can gain weight and be confident. So they're completely separate things. But what these non-weight related reasons are, I want you to really dig deeper on this and think about if you're using food to cover up emotions and if you're avoiding emotions, are you not stifling your growth in a certain way? Now, this is how I shifted my why, okay? Because I realized that the emotional eating was a flag from the universe to prompt me to grow in a certain way. Now, if I was ignoring that growth, I was essentially ignoring a universal assignment, okay? See how I shifted my perspective. So it had a deeper reason why. It wasn't about how I looked anymore. It wasn't about that. There was a deeper thing. And I tell you now that that paid off because I have better quality of life, not because of what I weigh, but because of how I feel and my ability to cope with emotions. And that list of things that I wrote down before and my ability to grow in those areas of life, right? So my ability to deal with the dissatisfaction of life, to deal with the boredom, to deal with the emptiness, to deal with the stress, to deal with the procrastination, to deal with the social anxiety, etc. I had to grow in those areas and a lot of self-doubt, right? So there are deeper reasons why you want to overcome this that aren't just about losing weight. And when you tap into those and when you make those the reasons why you do the work, you are now more motivated than it just being about weight loss. Okay. So I hope that makes sense because this is really important in terms of getting things moving around weight loss and changing your identity and behaviors. Okay, anyway, you guys, get to doing that homework. I want you to write these things down. We're going to start working on shifting things tomorrow. It's just real heavy at the moment because we do need to identify what's going on here, okay? Now, tomorrow we are going to start to look at shifting all of this stuff, okay? I congratulate you on being here. I congratulate you on doing the homework. Make sure you do answer the questions and reflect on them. It's all part of the process. Okay, you guys, I will catch up with you on my live video and in the group. Talk to you soon. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you loved this episode, I'd love for you to leave me an iTunes review. Don't forget to follow this podcast for more uplifting teachings to come. For more tips, inspiration, and teachings, come follow me on Instagram at NoDietBabe or check out my website, NoDietBabe.com. Until I see you next time, babes, lots of love.